Colorado counties are warning that government food assistance may stop as soon as November 1st if Congress doesn't pass a funding bill. This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. CPR's Allison Sherry explains.
Weld County officials say the government shutdown, which is in its fourth week, could leave roughly 40,000 of its residents without food stamps, also known as SNAP benefits. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has told states that there are insufficient funds to fully support the program for about 42 million people nationwide. That's about 615,000 people in Colorado. In Boulder, county officials made similar warnings. And in Denver, the mayor and his wife went to a food bank over the weekend, which will likely shoulder some of the crunch if people can't access their SNAP benefits in a timely way. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
More than $5 million is coming to help local disaster mitigation projects. The funds come from the state's Division of Homeland Security. The money will go to 10 recipients, including the town of Superior and the Larimer Conservation District. It will help them reduce wildfire risk and restore watersheds. The money comes from a fee that Colorado property insurers have paid since 2023. The federal government also supports disaster mitigation projects, but this year the Trump administration has tried to cut funding for the program for many states, including Colorado. Freezing or near-freezing low temperatures may damage tender plants and exposed outdoor pipes overnight across the Front Range. Longmont, Golden, Lakewood, Boulder, Castle Rock, and Brighton are some of the cities in the freeze warning. This is CPR News.